2 months of hard work come down to this packed seminar room.
And so the students know the rules.
Students have 5 minutes to present their research. And scholars outline everything from potential long-term side effects of HIV treatment
and we want to find a link that both of them play in contestant activity
to stem cell treatment for osteoarthritis
on the chondrocyte pellets
to
the effects of S1P and FTY720 on OP9 bone marrow stromal cells.
I have no idea what that means, but if Amadou Ba is anything, he is confident. He sells this science like an evangelist preaches the gospel.
We're talking about that structure that's hard to get around. That hard structure that's hard to get around. And there are a line of murine cells, and we're talking about mouse cells. And they have hematopoietic supportive capacity.
I catch up with Amadou in the hallway. He stands beside a poster full of his diagrams. And again, I ask him about that assertion he made when we first met. So what about finding a cure for cancer? Last week, he told me how working in the lab is his first step toward that goal. Now his response has evolved further.
We don't have to find it, but if we know what we're doing is contributing to somebody, finding it is contributing to saving a life, that's the big thing.
In a short time, I've watched Amadou learn a lot about science. Most striking is how he's matured to realize scientific discovery doesn't happen in isolation. Science is a community. Now, Amadou might be the most confident person in that community, but he now understands he's one part of something larger. For Jade Johnson, it's the reverse. Initially, I got the sense Jade didn't feel like she belonged here, as if science is bigger than her, maybe too big.
This is a TEM. A TEM is a transmission electron microscope.
Back inside the seminar room, Jade explains her research on nanoparticles and why nanorods are essential. She's calm, clear, poised.
And it was more to this.
Whatever's supposed to happen next in her presentation doesn't. Jade doesn't melt down. She doesn't try to talk her way out. She's just honest.
That's it.
Out in the hallway, I wait to talk to Jade, who is busy describing her poster. I want to ask her about her presentation. Was she nervous? What happened with the technical gaffe? Then I notice a woman standing beside me, listening to Jade as intently as I am.
Sure.
Trina Latham is Jade's mom, and she's proud.
Because I knew that it was in her, but now she knows that.
As we wrap up, I ask the question every reporter saves until last.
Is there anything else you wanted to say?
Is there anything you wanted to say? I didn't ask.
You know, I just want to say thank
Jade's
you.
Answers to my questions often surprise me. Her mom's answer leaves me speechless.
I really wanted to say thank you for the opportunity and thank you for seeing in my daughter what I've always seen in her. It's a great opportunity for her, and now people get to see what I've always known about my child. And I'm grateful
Mom,
for that.
Don't cry.
He did it.
She's about to make me cry. So we're going to stop right now.